views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, May 26th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is Cecil Murray and I shall be your host for today. I want to talk about the headline today, No New Taxes. But before that, I want to again reference that we are in a political season, right? Everything we're talking about is moving towards politics or leaning towards politics. So I want to preempt this conversation with that, right? There will be no new taxes. And what does that mean for the Bahamas, right? I want to understand why taxes exist, why there is an introduction of new taxes in general, and by the headline, no new taxes, what does that mean for infrastructures, for money, or be at that perfect stance, you know, that niche, that perfect spot, that sweet spot. We finally at that sweet spot where all things are perfect.
How many ambulances we have?
We don't know how much ambulances.
Yeah, we ain't quite at the. Hold on. Oh, I may be wrong. How many fire trucks we have?
We ain't know how many fire trucks we have.
How many beds in the hospital we have?
We don't know that.
See, how many clinics on family islands?
I don't know.
Work,
but I know is that there we don't need no more taxes. And see, not that we don't feel like we can't pay. There's no need for no more taxes. Remember when the taxi union said we don't need to come back?
When Wesley Ferguson, the former president of the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union, sat in the press conference next to the minister responsible for energy and transport and said, no, we're good for the next 100 years?
100 years.
Yeah,
we don't need no more taxes for the next 100 years because we had that sweet spot. I'd like to mention that the budget debate is coming up.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. I need to rearrange some shows to let the guests know that I have to change things because Wednesday it should be at least about 10:30. We might have your show. My angles might be completely gone and it goes into Howard's show. Yeah. And then, of course, on Thursday, we have a response to what's trending and then have to read all the newspapers, what's happening in the editorial in The Guardian.
How much did you have to adjust your budget after listening to the budget?
So at least it goes back to Friday. I need to try to arrange here and there. But that's what I want to talk about. I want to read the headline, new taxes. And get the feel of that and then have the Bahamian people appreciate what does that mean. Is it a sincere point or is it a political point because we're in that political dispensation?
But is it politics or is it governance?
Yes.
Can I tell you a quick story before we start?
I
had to go to a bank last week, and when I went to the bank, there was a sign up on the counter, right? And the sign said, hey, we implementing new fees effective June 1st. Mm-hmm. You could find out what those new fees are on June 1st. Mm-hmm. You hear what I just said? We're implementing new fees effective June 1st. You can find out what those new fees are on June 1st.
Yes.
Budget. Okay, no new taxes. Deficit has caught up to target, minister says. The government's 2025-2026 budget will have no new taxes and no increase in taxes, Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Halkidis confirmed on Sunday, adding that the government expects to hit its deficit target of $69.8 million for the current fiscal year or come very near it. Can we stick a pin there for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
What about fees?
You mentioned anything about fees.
Exactly.
Talk about taxes.
Exactly.
But we talk about taxes, though.
Okay, so he said no new taxes and no increases in taxes. Mm-hmm. But what about fees? Mm. That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
What about fees? Speaking with the Nassau Guardian, Halkita said there will be, quote, good news to share, close quotes. There will be good news to share, but the government recognizes that significant challenges remain that it must continue to focus on, primarily the high cost of living in the Bahamas.
We've been talking about that for a while now.
Yeah. The 2024-2025 fiscal year ends on June 30th. Mm-hmm. Prime Minister Philip Davis, who is the Minister of Finance, is set to deliver the budget communication in Parliament on Wednesday for the new fiscal year, which will start on July 1st. In March, Davis revealed that the budget deficit as of December 31, 2024, stood at $394 million, significantly above that 2024-2025 forecast of $69.8 million. So we're talking about $275 million past budget. Like the deficit, you spend $275 million roughly more than you projected.
I just was going to say we may define a deficit for the listening audience, which just means that you budget a certain amount and you go on over it.
You're
in the red. But go ahead.
Despite this, he said, the government was optimistic it will meet its goal. You think that's the blue mystic or the green mystic?
I think Obama said cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
It's a new term.
Quote, indeed, let me stress that we feel comfortable that we will stay in line with the budget and still meet our fiscal targets for fiscal year 2024-2025. Said Davis when he delivered the mid-year budget report. Now, when did he deliver the mid-year budget report? Because it's no longer middle of the year, right? Like, it's no longer 6 months out from the budget debate. The mid-year report was earlier this year, right?
Yes.
I find that...
Yeah, cover budget. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, quote, indeed, let me stress that we will feel comfortable that we will stay in line with the budget and still meet our fiscal targets for fiscal year 2024-2025, said Davis when he delivered the mid-year budget report.
Is the new mini hospital part of that budget? Because we're still trying to fund that, right? That's where the Chinese is making the noise that they plan to fund it.
Well, they said they're very very close to finalizing the process, right?
The process or the money?
Well, there's a process. Okay, so when I say the process, what I mean is I believe that in principle, there's an agreement that China will lend the money. But there's a process that has to be completed before that could happen. And you can't just say, oh, well, I agree to take the money and you agree to give me the money. They still have to complete a very strict process.
And let's pause right here for a moment. I know it's not have anything to do with this budget reading or no new tax headline. But what are you? I mean, you, Aaron, prepared, say the Chinese plan to give us the money, lend us the money, right, for the loan. What are we prepared to give up? I'm prepared to have some Chinese workers come and construct the whole thing.
Will we be prepared to give up?
Yeah. I'm prepared to have some Chinese workers come to the Bahamas construct the whole hospital.
The whole PLP backbench?
Look where you got. You're being political. I'm talking sense, man.
But what am I giving up if Chinese workers come to build the project?
Behemoth labor. Normally you want Behemoth to work there.
Do we have a team? See, it's not just that do we have Bahamians who are qualified to do this type of work. Of course we have Bahamians who are qualified to do this type of work. Do we have a team of Bahamians that's organized and can work in companion with other teams of laborers? Because the question is, do we have sufficient laborers qualified for this project to be a 100% Bahamian skilled labor project, 100% Bahamian labor project? If we do, would it require us to pull all of those individuals from the various projects they're working on to work on this one project? I'm not saying that we shouldn't aim for 100% Bahamian workforce for these projects.
80-20.
The question is, how are we going to reach that goal if we don't begin to organize ourselves and train ourselves? So, like, in terms of that, what am I willing to give up for a hospital or a healthcare system that works more broadly? I'd give up one whole day of internet. I take it that seriously. I give up one whole day of internet.
Not a month?
I mean, not the intermittent lack of service that I experience now. I'm
also prepared to have some Chinese doctors permanently be assigned to the hospital. No?
I don't have a problem with Chinese doctors being permanently assigned to the hospital if it doesn't disadvantage Bahamians. It should not result in, oh, well, I can't hire you because we have this Chinese doctor.
Are you trying to get the hospital built?
Because here's the first thing. Here's the first thing. Once the hospital is built, it still will not be sufficient.
No, but they retain with the hospital for. It's for women and children.
And I'm telling you that even when they are completed building this specialty clinic to focus on women and maternity issues and children, it still will not be sufficient to cover the needs of the island, let alone the archipelago. So that means to me, you could have Chinese workers there and still hire Bahamians.
I see your call coming to you right now. I'm also prepared to have the Chinese be the sole persons responsible for servicing the hospital if it needs to be maintenance. That's three things I tell you when I prepare. You prepared for that? I have no problem with it. Let them come in 5 years to say the place needs to get service and they fix whatever not working.
Not in 5 years. It has to be a regular maintenance protocol.
That's a lot of Chinese being here for a regular maintenance call year round. But I mean, if you wanted to have that and have it for every year.
Okay, I know we go to the caller now. When we get back from the caller though, Mr. Nuri, did you see the story where a team of 1,500 Chinese laborers built a railway station in, I think, either 9 or 12 hours?
I could picture that. Imagine if we bring them here. We could get 2-3 hospitals.
Imagine if we understood the transition from just labor to organized labor. Because that is a feat achieved because of a organizational culture.
And no lunch break.
A professional culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me. How are you doing today?
Great show as usual. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good, thank you.
Great, man. Yeah. Okay. 2 points, right? One, it's common sense that there will be no taxes because the election is next year. Why would any government who plans on coming back into power add taxes? So that's obvious that there will not be taxes. I expect there to be reduced on certain taxes before the election. So that's 1 point. Second thing I want to comment on the work. I think that Bahamas, by law, we have labor law, in effect, I think there is where there has to be a certain amount of immigrants to Bahamians. I think it's like 75-25, somewhere around there, the ratio. But there is actually a law in place that any company has to have a certain amount of Bahamians and a certain amount of illegal immigrants. Not illegal, sorry, but immigrants on a workforce.
Yeah.
So that is actually in effect.
I got you.
There would not be 100% foreign labor. That's just impossible.
Unless, of course, it's a specialized project, right?
Yeah, it's a specialized project. And even then, it still wouldn't actually be 100% foreign labor. I'll give you a prime example. Remember when the point was constructed? Mm-hmm. Remember when people freaked themselves out when they had all those Chinese laborers?
Yeah.
And they had, I think, immigration going up there. And it's actually in the papers and everything that they had a certain amount of foreign laborers. And they actually had to reduce the foreign labor and add more Bahamians.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking more like the construction of the new U.S. embassy, where there are security concerns, right, and protocols. Right.
Then I think it'd be a ratio difference
with
Bahamians and foreigners.
Absolutely.
But that's a special case, though.
I appreciate you calling, man. Thanks for your input, man. So the caller saying that there's no new taxes. Because it's a political season. You can't be having no taxes when election looming.
Listen, I just know that there's a difference between a tax and a fee. And I also know that we've had this conversation before where members of government tried to convince us that fees and taxes are different things. Mm. Now, technically, fees and taxes are different things. But don't tell me there'll be no new taxes. Right, or increases in taxes, and then on the other side, I see there are a bunch of new fees and increases in fees.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning to both of you again.
Morning.
I want to address that there's no new taxes, but Aaron, your question about Grand Bahama being a tech hub,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, it will happen. But not only does Grand Bahama have to be a tech hub, Grand Bahama has to be prepared for the inevitable. It is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when a hurricane hits New Providence. And so Grand Bahama must be prepared to accommodate probably 100,000, 150,000 or so people that need to probably leave New Providence to be able to be accommodated. So that's part of a forward-looking strategy. And so what you do is you look for environments where you get foreign direct investment that help transform the infrastructure based on legislation and policies, including 5G and all those stuff that you don't need to do your satellites, whatever. Again, it requires somebody that understands what has to be done. But on this, on your salary, now I just want you to, the two of you, to think about this. Our economy has continued to grow, inflation has continued to grow, and our budget nor our infrastructure are kept pace proportionately to what has been done. So that only means that what we need to be done is not being done so that we could keep budget deficits down. Why is that? There's no such thing, and I hear these arguments people make about borrowing for the GDP. The problem is not borrowing that increases the GDP. The problem is that when you borrow, you cannot see a cost-benefit analysis for that which you borrow or that which improves the economy to be able to pay for that which you borrow. And that's the problem we have. So what we have is government, and this is why you have falling down schools, falling down buildings, BPL collapsing, all these different things. Because it's like you live in a house, your light bill is going up, your income is not going up, you're borrowing bills to pay bills, and so you start neglecting things. And that's the problem we have in an economy. What we need is a refresh, reboot, and an economy that grows, that inclusive opportunity and ownership economy that allow, when we say this GDP grows 2, 3, 4 billion a year, that money is in behemoth hands where it recycles government collect taxes, and we can actually grow. We also need borrowing strategies that is attached to actual plan and strategies that grows the economy greater than the thing. Just ending, OPI, OPE, and OPM. Other people ideas, other people effort, and other people money. You borrow money to make money. If I'm paying 6% interest, but I'm getting a 10% return, that is not a bad loan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Do you have another caller before we mm-hmm. transition again? Go ahead, producer, back to the next caller too. Go ahead, caller, can you hear it? Call going once, call going twice. Let's read some text and then go back to that article again.
All right, I want to say good morning to this text. It says, great show as usual, no migrants on Long Island. Because all they have there is goat, no woman, just goat. Dear text. Y'all don't be playing with these Long Island people here. Another text, no new taxes, but a compendium of increased fees does not a balanced budget make. It's another text. A compendium, that's a whole bunch.
That's a lot of things.
That's like, and organized.
Yeah.
Here we go. Which island did Mr. Ingram revolutionize except Abaco? I mean, I remember going to summer camp, and I remember, I mean, we had electricity in Eleuthera a little while.
Well, I know Long Island had no electricity for a while.
Yeah.
And I know that Cat Island had a lot of development of small government houses.
Yeah.
Like they changed the type of houses built. Usually people just build houses like they own their personal individual house. Then the concept of that T11 concept went into Cat Island.
All right. Thank you, text. Here's a text. Living illegally or building cannot happen on those islands. If they go there, they are there to work. These islands will destroy anything that is not legal or approved by the government or the community.
Which person? You talking about Long Island?
I imagine the texter may be referencing the Long Island and the islands. We said there are no migrant
shanty towns. Like I said, there's no mass development in Long Island. No mass,
and that's what we're talking about. Mass,
but whereas like an Abaco, whereas like an Eleuthera, whereas like an Exuma, right? There is mass development, which with a shortage of housing, so there are communities that are popping up like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Long Island is very subsistent. We know the person who have the sheep farm, we know the person who have the egg farm, and that those persons facilitate the entire island. So there's no room for nobody else. So if there was a competition all right, growth and development and mass development, you'll see that there will be a migrant population coming to plug in.
And let's, again, highlight that link between migrants and development, right? And then let's make the link to shanty towns. The migrants are wanted to fill the gaps in labor for the tremendous pace of development or rate of development on the table.
The problem
arises when there's not sufficient housing for Bahamians and migrants.
Yes. And then we see there's an increase of Filipino labor. Right? There's demand in the hospital to have people with technical skills. The Filipinos are filling that demand.
Yeah.
We always trying to send more Bahamians off to school to have that those jobs filled by Bahamians. But at this present time, there's a demand, and the Filipinos have them in the thousands. And say, man, just come.
Yeah, similar to a Cuban medical brigade.
Or a Ghana medical brigade.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And should we fall the government, say, because we get 20 more nurses that we need, that there's a shortage, right? Because you want to go to the hospital, you want to be served.
Yeah. I mean, because you want to live.
You want to live.
All the fish in the Bahamas belong to the people. So if the people want the government to go in the business, we shall then feed ourselves. I am not asking you, so don't waste your time telling me I am silly. If the government doesn't know, we should show them. That text continues, because I could be honest, text, I'm not quite sure what you're saying in the first text. But we can go to the second text. No new taxes, question mark, wait and watch. No new taxes in a broke capitalist economy is impossible. See, Alan is right. We need a reset this time or by next time. Here is another text. We selling our bodies to China for this new hospital.
I don't know where they get that from. Why do we go A to Q?
Because here's my thing. Okay, you're selling your bodies to China for this new hospital. How do you reconcile buying a brand new car from the United States of America that you may spend... how long typically do people spend...
7 years.
Paying back a car loan. Seven years that you can spend 7 years paying back. Here's another text. Fees and taxes all come out of that same little $260 minimum wage. So here we go. Ms. Green, please do not discount what these people on the island are saying about immigrants on their island. It's a part of the new system. Migrants are now coming in by air and are being dispersed to the islands. Again, let's... 2 years ago, Chester Cooper announced, what, $2 billion of investment on the table for Exuma alone, right? For Exuma alone. I did a show 2 years ago pointing out all of the development projects on the table to be approved or to be not approved on New Providence alone, from the end of Fox Hill Road straight out to South Ocean, right? We talked about that. There's billions and billions of dollars in development, foreign direct investment development projects on the table. We do not have the local labor supply to engage all of those projects at the same time.
Imagine if these development, these foreign direct development, right, claim all of the Bahamian labor. There'll be no houses built into the Bahamas, no time soon.
Right. Who's building homes for ordinary Bahamians? Who's doing all the other work? I am not saying that everything is well and dandy. And I'm not saying that family islanders should just shut up and take it. What I'm saying is that you should demand a clear policy statement from the powers that be. And then local government should demand greater participation in the policy decisions vis-a-vis their islands. Local government should be at the table when a foreign direct investment project for their island is on the table also.
Let's go back to the call. Notice how you went to local government? I just print that out.
I ain't gonna never forget Fred Mitchell standing next to the bay with Ginger Moxie and the room deck out in PLP colors.
Yeah, so we win. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guide in your AM.
But good morning, CA, and to Aaron.
Good morning,
Graham.
You know, no new taxes. Now, I'm not a D average, I'm C average in school. So if there's no new taxes, that's great. But will any of the old taxes be increased? Will there be increases on the fees, as you've said? Will there be new fees? See, these are the questions that opposition should be asking. Now, my very good friend, the last caller, C. Allen. Good morning, C. Allen. He says he's with the opposition, But they were for 12% VAT on my entire life, except for the corned beef. So they obviously are for, and by extension him, increasing the VAT. How do we get rid of the VAT on the locals and maybe put it on a cruise ship? Who recently we've seen, are they paying VAT? 9 million people come through here. They book a ticket. Do they pay VAT on the ticket? Or just the 300,000 indigenous people paying all the tax? See, we need to have a real discussion one day. But anyway, I just wanted my good friend to know I can't take a chance in going back to Egypt and 12% tax increase on my life. Not saying I don't know what I'm going to do, but you all have a good one, eh? And Aaron, ask him when he calls again if he's for 12% VAT. Y'all have a good one.
Okay.
Give me more texts before we go.
we get plenty more texts. There's one. Cat Island and Long Island. They can't live there illegally, only to work, not to build. Okay, see, so Texter, do you hear, because you're saying it now, right? Watch this. The islands that have mass development are also seeing mass movement of migration to those development projects. In the midst of that mass migration, you've got Bahamians, and then you've got foreigners. Some of those foreigners are documented, and some of those foreigners are undocumented, right? The housing, shantytown, community development issue arises when there's not enough housing options accessible for the Bahamians and the migrants that are coming to work. Right? That's when the problem arises. I need you to know, by this point in time, the government is approving these development projects. So you got two options. One is to begin now attracting older and younger Bahamians to skills building and retooling programs like BTVI, build your skills, become a skilled worker, and enter this market. For those who have the economic wherewithal, start a company, because it's not just an individual labor who will benefit or who will be a benefit. It has to be organized labor. Mr. Newray found the article about China and the railway station. They didn't build a whole railway station in 9 hours, but they laid several new tracks and then the accompanying structures for those new tracks. But the point is that it requires organized labor to pull off feats like that.
My point is, Bahamians have two choices, right? They have the choice to work in tourism after the hotel, the building is built, the hotel is built, or work in the labor force in terms of building the hotel. If I'm making $7 an hour to work in the hot sun on someone's roof, right? In contrast to making 8 hours by just saying good morning, I can take the job and say, all I got to do is say good morning. Easy work.
Yeah, but some man them like to work outside.
Some man like make more money.
Some man them like the schedule. It enables them to be a more vibrant participant in their family life.
I just said, because
they go to work at 4 and they home in time to pick up children in the tree.
The hotels have engineering. You can do the same thing and make twice as much money. The thing is to make the money.
You go to the phone line and then we get a bunch of texts.
Yeah, let's go to the phone line. Garden Radio AM. Cecil, how you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning.
Morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir.
Would any of you go someplace that you cannot get shelter, you cannot get food, and you cannot get work? We are our biggest problem when it comes to illegal immigrants. The Bahamian people are. They like cheap labor. They love cheap labor. Then a license. A landscaping company comes and charge you $100 in doing the job right. They rather let an illegal somebody come with a weed whacker, they even here raking up the grass when they finish. And we settle for that.
Uncle,
it's us. We are our biggest problem when it comes to illegal immigrants.
Look here, Uncle. I watched this boy blow dust up and down the road for 15 minutes the other day. Right? And I think it was a Bahamian. Yeah, it seemed like a sweet little contract. After I watched the movements, I got a sense of the area that he was contracted or paid to clean. And let me show you something. If I see another Bahamian blowing dust into the road and the debris that you're supposed to be cleaning up from the property into the road and leaving it there.
They don't even rake up no more.
If I see another Bahamian weed whacking rocks into the road from the verges because they pay me to clean this.
You're talking about weed whacking. I watch a fellow weed whacking on a rock crack a woman windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And he could try to tell the woman that any problem.
Mm-hmm.
I tell the woman, try call the police. Because he handled in the weed walker. Now, whoever he handled in the weed walker for, let them deal with that.
Yeah.
I tell her, call the police. That's foolishness. Where they get this thing with weed walking, all this rock, locking up people's cars, scraping up people's cars when they pass it.
And why
they
would...
They don't even stop when you pass it.
Why would you be weed walking at peak traffic time?
I don't know. It's kind of... But like I say, we are our biggest problem. They can afford to say what they want to say with the Long Island people. I say if an illegal boat go there, they ain't going to assist them. But that boat ain't standing. They're giving them water, food, whatever they want, and they continue going.
Well, let's phrase that properly. They will assist them, but they will not facilitate anything other than safe travel.
Yes, I know people. Yeah. I know of a young girl from Long Island, Maori, and I don't know if he's an illegal or not, but she married an Asian fellow, and she went to Long Island to introduce him to her family. And the people from Deadman's Key, the man tell the plane, don't leave him. Be a shaky hand, and he carry back home.
That sounds like prejudice.
No. They don't just...
Because if I bring my good wife to my beach in Long Island, they tell her she can't stay, that could be problems.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me.
That's a problem. You can't tell me who to bring on my island.
Boy, I want a couple of people from Long Island call.
Caller, I like that show idea, though. Mr. Thank you so much, caller.
Yeah.
That's a conversation, like, we need to have, right? Like, seaweed, driftwood, belongers. Like, as a person, see, I born in New Providence. I don't have a problem with that. I saw Nassau. Corinne Mitchell wouldn't let me off the side porch on East Street on the Fort Hill. I is Nassau people, but I grew up in the Family Islands in Eleuthera in the summer. I feel an affinity. I love the Family Islands. I feel a way about, like, in a dynamic like this, like Long Islanders telling me, like, if I, as a Bahamian, bring my Haitian husband, say husband, yeah, cool. I ain't bringing pure madness to rankle up your head. Yeah. If I bring my Haitian husband to Long Island to live because we got a project or I land or somebody say you could live here, y'all telling me I can't stay?
But there's not a large amount of development in Long Island, but there is construction happening in Long Island. A lot of people doing their second home business, which is happening all over the islands now, is booming. In the next couple of years, you'll see that there will be a strong expat influence on Long Island.
You think, okay... Let's
and
go to the
same
book.
Influence that's happened in Abaco and
in Eleuthera will
happen on Long Island soon.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you can tell those people who to hire on their private property.
If they revitalize in communities.
Yes. Especially if the property is gated, where Long Island no longer have access to see it. Or whoever I have on my property working there.
That's another show. In fact, I want to talk a little bit budget, but maybe I talk that... You know, tomorrow, can family islands tolerate gated communities?
There's a lot of them building. Even in Long Island, where I stayed in Long Island, you can see the gated community by expat French and German expats who moved to Long Island.
And see, that's another thing.
And have their own community there.
I could row with Bahamians about whether Bahamians could have gated community on a family island. We could row all day. I could throw the sweet cream over the wall from the one side of the wall and you could throw the cactus. I don't care. We could row all day. But the idea...
Like, is there a need for a gated community on a family island?
Right. That's part of it. But the idea, did you telling me that foreigners who could afford land that I can't afford to buy in my own country, they could get land before I could get crown land, right? That those people could put up gates and then tell the rest of the community, Don't bother yourself about what goes on within these gates. Mm-hmm. See, there's a legal issue, right? It is like a human rights issue. What are the conditions in which people work within those gates that we can't see it, right? And if you put up gates on a family island, it suggests to me that you don't necessarily meld well with the island culture.
Yeah.
Well, then who you have working on your property if you don't meld well with the island people?
What is your intent? I thought you moved to the family island to immerse yourself in the culture.
Yeah.
So there's no need to have... Okay. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call again once. Call again twice. Let's go to the next
Sorry,
one.
We miss you, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, see, I had to call you back because a Luther has a gated community. Can either of you name it? The Queen of England had a home there.
Is it still gated, though?
It's not only gated. It's a bridge to get it.
People living on it?
A lot of people living on it with swimming pools, so they're not broke.
Are any of them the heirs and successors of the crown?
Well, they may be with the crown. I said the Queen of England had a house there where Prince Charles and Diana were
this is what I'm saying.
On honeymoon.
Cause
Windermere Island.
Charles is my cousin. Yeah, I heard about it. Charles is my cousin.
Well, there you go.
So technically.
Go visit. It's nice. We can't go to the beach there, can we? And let me ask you one more thing. What is the nicest beach on New Providence Island, not Paradise Island? It's Old Fort Bay Beach. Where is the public right away to Old Fort Bay Beach? Lord, let me go before I get in trouble.
I don't know where Old Fort Bay Beach is.
Mm.
I can't say it's the nicest beach.
I ain't never been to Old Fort Bay Beach.
No.
However, I was on Love Beach one time when a staff member for a developer came out and told us as we use the public access to get to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told us that we have to go and that their boss have a shotgun. And I was just like, watch me set up house on this beach, sir.
Don't mind you get shoot.
I wanted to be easy because they sent a migrant out to deliver this message.
Oh, they had their own migrant.
See how they pit people against each other?
They had their own migrant.
They had their own migrant. They sent a migrant out to threaten us.
What accent is the migrant talking?
I mean, he had a beautiful French accent.
He had a French accent.
Yeah, he's Haitian. And that's what... But see, then I had sympathy in my heart, right? Like, I practice empathy and I had a sympathy in my heart.
You don't know no better.
Because you being pit against us, I tell him that just... I say you... In fact, I tell him that you ain't know no better.
You ain't no better.
Because don't you dare ever tell a Bahamian that they could get shoot. Because your boss, your foreign boss say so, but
he's warning y'all. He know how he boss go. He knows how he boss go, and he had a little bit of love to say, let me warn you.
You got that song by KB? I don't know if the producer know which one I mean.
Mm.
How my people go, how they go, how they go, how they go.
Let's read that text.
Okay, great show as usual. Your call is incorrect. We don't like cheap labor. We love cheap labor. We love the prostituting of labor. Miss Green, when you was living in Bimini, were you seaweed or driftwood? But look here, you trying to get me.
I'm just realizing now there's a difference.
But they're Biminites. I ain't never live in Bimini, and I ain't never tell people I live in Bimini. I've been to Bimini, but I was too young to really remember it. But the point is this, it was Elutra. And I was, I think, seaweed. I don't know. I come in every summer. Come in every summer, leave at the end of the summer.
I think the difference is seaweed comes and goes, but driftwood lands on land and stays.
And stay, yeah. Seaweed, driftwood is more permanent. That's what I say, and I come in the summer and then go back home.
Mm-hmm.
I was good. Listen, you know who I miss? Reverend Henry White from James Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He make the best bread ever. He make grilled cheese sandwich taste like you in Dune or Nubu or something. I mean, just the best ever. Mm. All right. We do have a penchant for plantation living. Like, we perceive ourselves, like, that's the only model that we know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like slave, master, and slave. And we've decided we're going to be, if anything, we're going to be the slave master.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think it's as nefarious as it suggests. Like, we only see one model. And that is either you are a slave or you're the slave master. And Bahamians decided they're going to be the slave master.
So one of these things is our issue is cultural. We have adopted a system or inherited a system that we're comfortable with. Once upon a time, the old oligarch had workers. And I use the word workers loosely, right? Now that we are on top, we now seek to have our own workers. And those workers are now migrants.
Yeah.
And now the migrants are turning middle class. So they too are looking for their own workers.
Right, exactly.
And they now have they're exploiting their own their own class of people to say, wait, I will import you here and you work for me and I dominate you.
And don't feel it's just migrants, because a lot of Bahamians do the same thing to their family members and their kids, where they expect this emotional labor, they expect a psychological labor and a physical labor from their kids. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're going to take this quick commercial break. I'm going to come back. This is Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Call ICU. If you go hold on, you'll be first when we come back after this short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find any quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app. So right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Did you know you could send a local bank transfer to a SanDollar wallet? It's the same as sending a transfer to an account at another local bank. Simply use the wallet's 12-digit top-up address as the account number, savings is the account type, Central Bank of the Bahamas is the bank, and SanDollar is the branch with branch code of transit number 12,000. Don't use urgent or priority delivery. Transfers to SanDollar wallets are processed through the Bahamas Automated Clearinghouse Network within one business day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I just want to read that Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter. Four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Four, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing is July 4th, 2025. So pack up your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Of course, certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities are not included. And let's go to that caller who had been waiting for a while. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. How you doing? I was talking too long. Hey, caller. Here we call you guys, call back. We're talking about no new taxes. It's a headline, and of course, it's by what is Halkidis' official position? Because I always call him Junior Minister of Finance. He said no.
But there's no, okay, like technically, there's no such thing as a junior minister, right?
Well, Minister of State.
Yeah. Because he's a senator, right? Yeah. He didn't win his seat, he's a senator. He's Minister of State for Economic Affairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And I interpret Economic Affairs as Minister of Finance. So, you say, no, it's not. It's something different altogether.
Yeah, it's a different position. It's not a different ministry, but it's a different office, essentially.
Yeah. All right? In the Prime Minister's office. Where he's the Minister of Finance.
Okay, so because here's my thing. The headlines say no new taxes, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. In today's Guardian, you guys pick up a copy of today's Guardian. There's a government notice, Ministry of Energy and Transport, Road Traffic Department. A public sitting of the Road Traffic Authority Board will be held at the KGL Isaacs Gym on the 12th of June.
Okay.
Right? You got a little time. 12th of June, 10 a.m. See, they got to give proper notice for things like these, right? The board will be considering applications for the grant of self-drive cars and scooters, private schedule omnibus franchises, and variations in accordance with the Road Traffic Act, Chapter 220. Further, in accordance with the provisions of Road Traffic Act, Chapter 220, any person is entitled to object to the grant of any franchise. However, a person who would wish to be heard as an objector should, within 14 days of the date of this publication, lodge in writing two copies of his or her objection, setting out therein all the grounds of his or her objections. The undermentioned persons or their representatives are required to attend. And there's a list of people applying for licenses for self-drive cars. Okay, so Alkita says no new taxes, no increase in taxes, right? Mm-hmm. Ride shares. Is the government considering regularizing ride shares?
I think they plan to ignore it.
Okay, well, then
that ends that.
Yeah. Let's go
to the caller. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, caller. Are you there? All right. Hello, caller, you there?
Yes, I said no new taxes.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Ms. Henry. No new taxes. What about the hidden fees and stuff would normally come?
That's what he's concerned about.
Yeah, they say no new taxes, but when we check it out and they go into the details, we find out like it's some hidden fees, but they don't call it taxes.
Yes, sir.
But it's us who got to pay it. Like I told Dwight earlier this morning, I believe if they only could take the water off the medicine, the woman hygiene products, the not just insurance, generally speaking insurance, but it's, you know, like the life insurance and stuff like that, and the medicine.
We go from Prime Minister Aaron for deputy in charge of snacks.
Yeah.
I
need you more than snacks, yeah. I mean, sorry, Mom, you're too smart for that.
Don't watch
that.
I
need you to be there to be able to tell me and Mr. Neri how to say it better than the way we can bring it.
Listen, wherever you are, if you need me, I come in.
I believe you. Listen, check me out. Check this one out, though.
Okay.
You know, I didn't get a chance to tell Dwight, but last week on all the shows that I had a chance to, I talk with people off the air, different people who in charge of unions, who have reasons to have to deal with the gentleman, and they agree, but they say, Obie Ferguson got to come out and speak. I happy to know the young doctors, get the agreement, although the contract's on up, because they was negotiating all that while, and they finally get, and they you say retroactive or something like that,
yeah.
So they can get their fees, they can be able to swipe their card, they have the insurance, and everything. But I had to tell Dwight them, I believe the financial secretary, he get tired of people, at least me, you know, pointing it out. But the woman was saying she frustrated the Minister of Labor. She sounded like she was a little angry and mad. So I only could believe it was Simon Wilson. So I happy to know they get what they're supposed to get.
Good.
Although the Prime Minister is the Minister of Finance, Simon Wilson still is the person who have the last say, I believe.
Look here, whatever you do, when you become Prime Minister, don't appoint me as Financial Secretary. Do not.
You'll do a better job than him.
I mean, possibly, definitely, but that's not the point. The point is I also sell Chick Chinese to tourists. So don't put me there. Papa, thank you so much, eh?
Yeah, Ms. Green, if I had you as the Financial Secretary, how different you would have deal with the young man, the camp man who worked for the Guardian papers when the finances.
Ah, boy, listen, I tell you, the first.
If it upset you as the finance secretary, how you would deal with that?
The first thing I could do is not talk people personal, professional business on the airwaves. That's what I could do proper.
That's how it started, Reed. That's true. You're right.
Thank you.
I have to hire you.
Yes, sir.
Keep up the good work.
Blessings, blessings. Mr. Newey, let me run through these quickly until the producer tells me I have no more time. Tex, Long Island currently has about 9 Haitians living and working there with work permits and documentation that the locals are aware of. Could possibly be more. CA, there are no new taxes, but we have new fees. It sounds like the Davis administration has learned something new from President Trump. President Trump been learning from us. Y'all is underestimate yourselves sometimes. You know, you got to believe in yourself. Please help understand government signs 52 union agreements, promotions throughout government sector, government raising the minimum wages, government grants, the many contracts given out. Isn't these things benefiting Bahamians? If it is so, why are we say the locals are not benefiting from the growth in the economy? Just because you say these things, and then even so, you can't govern by press release. Can't govern by press release. You need details. Details. Just because you tell me don't mean nothing. My mommy tell me all kinds of things, and I's a fool because I believe her. The Pintard FNM will create the proper legislation and policies needed to stimulate a fintech industry. Another text. Listen, Long Island people believe in hard labor as opposed to Abaco and other islands. They're looking for servants. Listen, I think it's fair to say that Long Island people believe in hard labor, and the Abaco people believe in hard labor too. Migrants believe in hard labor. That's why they're willing to do it and live in the bush so that they could take care of their families. Here's another text. Quickly, exactly, my boy was right. All taxes for us who are making $50,000 or less should be paid by foreigners who really want to stay here? No. No. Good day, Ms. Green and Mr. Newey. There will always be sustainable development in New Providence and Family Islands for economic growth. So we have to face the music and seek a brighter future. I always enjoy your optimism and your positivity, Mayor of Grand Bahama. Tex, we have slaves, crackers, and plantation owners. They mean the person who's cracked the whip. Thank you, Tex. I didn't get to the whole thing. We are all out of time. We got to go to the news. Tex says, how could there be no new taxes when Brave already tell us BEC rates may increase up to year 2027? The word parsing between fee and tax is useless. I'm going to end it there.
This has been Guiding Radio AM with T.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.